Why, in the concept of truth, if what I'm going to hear now is looking at the three institutions, civil government, started with Dave, that's an institution that God has created, and David has made that clear. I want to ask you about the church, Gary. In the concept of the church, why is the embracing of a commonly accepted definition of truth necessary for a local church or the true church at large to survive and accomplish God's design and purpose for the church? Is it possible without it?
No, it's not possible for the church to accomplish God's design and purpose if it does not build itself based upon the truth. You know, Jesus said back in the Gospel of Matthew, I will build the church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What is it that Jesus Christ builds the church upon? He builds the church upon the truth of the Word of God, the truth of who He, Christ, is, the truth of who God is. And then you go to 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 that says this, I'm sorry, verse 15, it says this, that the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. And so what we see is that the church itself by its very existence must build everything that it does, establish everything that it does on the truth of God and God's word. When the truth is taken out of the church, then the church is not going to function according to the will and the desire and the purpose of Almighty God. The church is the pillar and the ground of truth, and therefore it must know the truth, it must uphold the truth, and it must proclaim the truth at all times.
And Gary, I think let's make a connection here as well. I mean, do we not see the evidence of many so-called churches and pulpits that religions, ideologies that reject God, reject Jesus Christ, reject the Bible, and as a result, have a mission and a message that is totally anti-Christ, anti-God? What you're saying, The true church can't exist without it. We see a lot of examples of churches that have avoided the truth, have we not?
Well, we see it all the time, and we could give many, many illustrations of that. I have in my study a newspaper article from our local newspaper of a church that was having daily vacation Bible school. And the very central theme, listen to this, the very central theme of their daily vacation Bible school was come and taste our new beer collection. Beer. In other words, the Bible was not the center of what they were teaching. They were teaching, talking about their new beer collection. And somebody said, well, should you be teaching that at the vacation Bible school? And the pastor went on to say, well, beer and the Bible goes together. Now, what do you find there? You see, we can extrapolate a lot from that, but it's taking away from the truth, and we see that everywhere. And I have a survey right before me now that says, this was a Barna survey that was taken in the past, that 32% of those who attend conservative Christian churches and 32% of adults who are born-again Christians believe in absolute truth. That's a sad, very low figure.